You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is day of days. It is that sound effect that we all love to hear. The sound of a Frye explosion. Hit it, buddy. Nice. Woo! That's not only Frye, man. That's a Frye with an explosion. That's coming into the New Year's weekend, and that'd be butters on the board. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm ready for 2024, I guess.
Might as well be, because it's here.
Yeah.
I mean, next time we're on the air together, it's 2024.
Whew. So I'm looking forward to next year.
I'm actually okay with 2023 being gone, just so you know. I can settle for that.
Well, I'm excited that 2024 is going to be just a year of peace and calm in this nation. Everything's going to go smoothly. No jackassery or anything else. It's going
to
be great.
No jackassery. We're not going to have anything to talk about. We're going to come on the air every day and go, how you doing? I don't know. How you doing? We
certainly won't talk about Maine.
How you doing? No, none of that.
Colorado.
none of that. But today what we're going to talk about is we got a great show laid on for you. So this is going to be a crazy show. I love the opportunity once in a while to do this. So I just reached out to just a bunch of our regulars, people who come on fairly frequently and those who have, you know, interest in what we say. And I said, hey, here's the deal. I want to know what your favorite story is or what you think the biggest story was from 2023 and what your biggest prediction is for 2024. So that being said, we're doing a section called Hindsight and Foresight. And here's the deal. 2:45, Congressman Gary Palmer. 3 o'clock, Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News. 3:30, Dale Jackson from WVNN and Yellowhammer News. 3:45, Jeff Poor from 1819 News. And 4 o'clock, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. And somewhere in there, allegedly, I've got a triple dipper. So hit that.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So that first one is all those phone calls. So picture this, it's like a dipper that never ends, all right? So it's the dipper of dippers. It's grand, it's expository. We're going to do hindsight and foresight. People looking back, people looking forward. What are we thinking? What do we see? What are we going to see? Hindsight and foresight, that's the first part of the triple dipper, but it's all those conversations that we're going to have as a part of it. And I've got a list of the things the Wall Street Journal says were the biggest stories of 2023, and we'll see what you think. And then if we can get to it, number 2, I'm calling this the ballot whack-a-mole. Ballot whack-a-mole. You ever played whack-a-mole? You go down to Chuck E. Cheese or someplace, and there's that whack-a-mole game. Drives you crazy. Little moles come popping out. You try to hit them with the padded hammer. Ballot whack-a-mole is exactly what the Trump campaign is having to do with getting on the ballots for the various states. This is unreal. I think I've decided that it's not just a matter of trying to actually win one of them. It's just a matter of keeping him running and spending dollars doing the ballot whack-a-mole game. Last night, state of Maine, the liberal Democrat Secretary of State, who talks like a teenager, came on and decided just to take Trump off the ballot because she knows things. Anyway, ballot whack-a-mole, number 2. We'll talk about that in detail. And then if we can get to it, it's a good dipper. So it's still here. B-grade activism. You got your A-grade activism, things like a Rosa Parks, you know, or a Martin Luther King. That's what I would call A-game or A-grade activism. What we're seeing right now, people gluing themselves to streets and tearing up art and museums and pulling down statues, that's B-grade activism, and I'll tell you why. So, yeah, that's number 3 on the triple dipper. All right, let me move over here to my comments, my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys, by the way, really proud of the fact that Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week, y'all. Every location in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 6 locations around the Birmingham area, and they will see all ages. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care, check them out. They are open 7 days a week, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So, here's the deal. All right. This weekend, we hit New Year's Eve. 2024 is pretty much upon us, right? 2023 is a wash. But I can't say that everything came out clean in the wash, if you know what I mean. 2023 was not 2022, but it had its own next level frustrations. Reflecting back, I can label any number of moments that gave me plenty of fodder for this show. The southern border, COVID continuing to rear its ugly head and people occasionally asking for masks, inflation, the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel, wokeness and recruiting issues in our own military, the changing of the guard in our Speaker of the House. We're coming to the end of what has been oftentimes a difficult year, and we're entering into a new year that does hold the promise of change and the potential for disruption. Which leads me to my point. Why do I do this show every day? Why do I get up early and stay up late and try to run this extra business that we call Right Side Radio? Well, I do it because we need you all in the fight. So let me tell you about a personal experience I had and turn it into an analogy. So many of you know, as an Army officer, I served in both Afghanistan and Iraq. During my time in Afghanistan, at the very beginning of the war, I was on a remote team living out among the Afghan people. At times, we rode horses, we grew beards, we lived for nearly a year way outside the boundaries of any coalition base. There was no supply point for my team to turn to. We had to procure much of our food from the Afghans, and yes, I had dysentery 5 times, and I lost 30 pounds. The only way our command could truly get us supplies was by airdrop or later on by what they call a tactical air land. It's an amazing thing to be out on a former Soviet airstrip at 0200 in the dark of night, putting out infrared markers so that special operations supply guys can drop parachute pallets loaded with beans and bullets down to you. But listen, it does not matter how much warfighting skill and warrior spirit you have. The soldiers in the fight have got to have the beans and the bullets to fight the good fight. Beans and bullets, got to have them. But there was this one supply drop one night that was different. As we hauled the pallets back to the safe house, we broke them down, somebody on the team shouted. And we all looked over to discover that somebody back in the rear had decided to stick a box of honey buns in with our usual basic supply drop. Honey buns! That sticky, sweet, fist-sized lump of bread. Honey buns. And they were glorious. 6 months in the field, eating Afghan food, and all of a sudden a honey bun looked like manna from heaven. Y'all, we stood around like kids at Christmas, eating those things at 04 in the morning. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. But it meant so much. And we were good for the fight. We could go another month on those honey buns. God bless the person who dropped them in the supply pallet. So at the risk of sounding dramatic, Right Side Radio is designed to be one of those entities that drops the beans and bullets you need to fight the conservative fight. Seriously. If every once in a while I can supply you with that extra honey bun to keep you going, I'll do it. That's how I see it. Our mission is to keep you supplied for the fight, and I'm pretty sure there's some fight coming. When Right Side Radio kicked off in the first week of July 2021, I told all of you back then that I wanted this to be more than a radio show. My goal is that every single day the audience for Right Side can identify with the show, the content, the guests, even with me. I'm nothing special, y'all, but God has given me sort of an eclectic opportunity to be a part of some special things in politics or the military or practicing law or serving in full-time ministry. And I want to take any experience that I've had and I want to translate it into something useful. I mean, what good are memories and experiences if you can't grow from them or, for that matter, share them with others? So on top of all that, I've said that we want to do this show every day on what I call the 4 E's. I want to enlighten, empower, educate, and entertain anybody who tunes in. All of you, the 4 E's on what it takes to be a conservative walking around in today's world. So all you Right Side ruffians out there should be able to view this show as your supply depot for all that you need to get out there and take the fight to the liberals. So anytime that water cooler conversation or social media challenge or comment in the fast food line or a question at the dinner table comes up, you should be able to say, you know, I heard this guy say something on the radio the other day. And then lay it out to him as clean and clear as if you were the one who said it yourself. Because you care. And the truth is, and I really believe this, if you're listening to this show or any other conservative news talk show, then you already care more than the average person. You've already put yourself in the position of trying to steep your mind in conservative viewpoints. you're already in the fight, but you're going to need an airdrop once in a while with some more ammo and rations and the occasional honey bun, because those conservative viewpoints that we espouse, those are the beans and the bullets of the conservative versus the liberal fight that we're all in. Sometimes something may get said on the show, and you already knew it, but it just encouraged you to hear somebody else say it. Or other times it might be a brand spanking new idea you never really latched onto, but when you heard it, you said, holy cow, and it just galvanized you to want you to do something. So yeah, if we hit any one or all of those four E's for you on any given day, then that day is a success in my view. Because we need all of you in the fight. And it's a fight. Make no mistake about it. Liberals are doing all they can right now to unhinge this nation and reshape it into something that it was never intended to be. We're going to move into 2024 now. It's an election season. It's already underway. This election season at local, state, and federal levels is going to be the biggest opportunity for voters to really speak at the ballot box since the debacle of the 2022 elections. Since COVID and all of its government restrictions, since they raised your gas taxes without so much as a how do you do, since you saw people getting paid to stay home while you went to work every day to pay your bills, since you became aware of what critical race theory really is, since you as a parent became keenly aware of your child's education processes with us being 50th in the nation in education, since spending in D.C. got so much more out of control, all of that and more, and often with the help of moderate Republicans in both Montgomery and D.C., meanwhile, liberals are truly on the march. At first, it was a sense of a mandate, an entitlement. Liberals were empowered by their 2022 elections or 2020 elections and the COVID shutdowns, and they wanted more. Now they see their agenda starting to flail and their policies and actions failing, and they're scared to death of all you right-side ruffians, so they are desperately trying to take down as much traditional conservatism as they can before they lose the opportunity altogether. So yeah, it's a fight, my friends. And we are neck deep in it, neck deep. And I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. We're going into 2024 right here at Right Side Radio, committed to continuing to resupply you with all the beans and the bullets it takes to run that fight to its very end. And if we can drop you a honey bun once in a while to raise morale, we'll do that too. So stay in the fight, my friends, because you are definitely on the right side. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yeah, I'll be honest with you. That's why I stay up late and get up early, man. That's the reason why I'm here right now on the air doing this show. Because I really do believe that there's a mission and there's a purpose. And I also really do believe there's a fight. Stay in the fight, folks. We need you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.